Makuta Sichas Chelek Yud Zayin Erev Pesach. When Erev Pesach is Chal B'Shabbos, when Erev Pesach comes out on Shabbos, V'dikviyus Fin Haintig Yor, as it was in that year, is the din, the halacha is, as the Tainus B'Cheiros Ved Nitche from Erev Pesach Tzim Yoyim Hei Shalafonov. The halacha is that the fast day that usually takes place on Erev Pesach, which is a fast day for the B'Cheirim, gets pushed back to the Thursday before. Nishli involve Erev Shabbos Kodesh, not to the day before, which is on Friday. Because in honor of Shabbos, we don't establish a fast day on Friday, so that you don't go into Shabbos when you're hungry, fasting. So the question comes up, if somebody did not fast on that Thursday, or either because he forgot or for some other reason, in that case, should he fast on Friday? You try not to avoid making a fast on Friday, but if he didn't fast on Thursday, should he fast on Friday? In other words, a bechayr, of course. Val dos vos me is nishkevei at times b'yom erev Shabbos kedush says nor lachatchila. First of all, lachatchila, the fact that we don't make a fast day on Friday is only, first of all, lachatchila, which means to set out to do so. But if it happened, it happened. Beis, another reason, faran tzibur, we don't make a fast on Friday for the public at large. Mashen k'menidin didan, but in our case, in this particular case, hayyis. Since number one, this is b'di'evet, it's something that is it happened. It's not that we set out to do it. As of shoy noch dem yom hay, since it's already Thursday has passed, and therefore he can't fast on Thursday. So the only thing left to do is fast on Friday. And bay's another thing, es retzach d'chavek nayochid, since it's talking about an individual, not about the public at large, and therefore, perhaps that person should fast on Friday for these two reasons. Hasboras Hashayla, so to understand the parameters of this question, Geder Dechiyas HaTainis, this idea of postponing the fast day from, in this case it's not really postponing, it's pushing it back, but the fact that we move the fast day from Shabbos back to Thursday, this can be explained in two different ways. Number one, the fact that we fast on Thursday before is tashlume from Erev Pesach. Shabbos is there instead to stand in the place of Shabbos. Really, the fast day is supposed to be on Shabbos, so Thursday stands in instead of Shabbos. But in essence, the real time that one should be fasting remains on Shabbos, but of course you can't fast on Shabbos, so Thursday stands in for that. But the real chiyuv, the proper time to fast, would have been on Shabbos, and still remains so. L'fiza dafo iskum, and according to this way of looking at it, it would turn out as oyber at nishge fast b'yom hay, that if this bechor did not fast on Thursday, is noch nicht weggegangen der chiyuv, his obligation to fast hasn't been removed. If he would have fasted on Thursday, then he's dispensed with his obligation to fast on the day that it was pushed to. But if he didn't fast on that day, so he hasn't dispensed with it, and the chiyuv, the obligation, still remains on Shabbos. So therefore, he's still in a state where he needs to fulfill his obligation to fast. Therefore, he would have to dispense with this obligation that is still with him on Friday. That's one way of looking at it. A second way of looking at it is, Hagam azlachatchila is the tchiyah from tainis and an initial tashlumah from Erev Pesach. Although, at the outset, when it was established, of course, the idea is that it should have been on Shabbos, but then they moved it to Thursday, because you can't fast on Shabbos, so they moved it back to Thursday. Und ob der Akdamas Atainis zu Yom Hei, und ob der Akdamas Atainis zu Yom Hei, ist nicht Liyom Vav, ist mit Zad Asibet Stodis. And also the fact that they put it to Thursday and not to Friday is also for a side reason, because we don't want somebody fasting as Shabbos enters. Because we try not to create a fast on Friday. Aber noch dem wie der Tainus ist nikve geworden Liyom Hei, but once they did set the fast day to Thursday, is Yom Hei geworden des Manachiyuv. So then that becomes the time when you are obligated to fast. It's no longer attached to Shabbos, Erev Pesach. It's now become Thursday. Thursday has become the day. And as is known, there is a similarity to this in the halachas of Sukkah, to this question, to this two way of looking at it. The tzvei days by Nesorim sheyesh b'hem arba. There are two opinions in regards to a board which has four tfachim, which is four tfachim wide, which is not kosher for schach. If a board is four tfachim wide, it's disqualified from being schach. But he didn't put that board onto the sukkah so that it covers four tfachim of the space of the sukkah. What he did was he turned it on its side, and the side is a narrow, on one side it's a narrow side, and that side is less than three tfachim, so therefore anything less than three tfachim is kosher schach l'chatchila. Four tfachim is already disqualified completely. Between three and four is not shouldn't be done, but it's not yet disqualified. Vosloit ein manda omar is a schach kosher. So according to one opinion, even this board, which on one side is four tefachim and the other side it's less, let's say it's one tefach wide, and he turned it on its side. So according to one opinion, this is kosher schach because it's turned on its side, so it's only presenting one tefach as its eschach. The zweite Mann der Omar sagt, aber, but the other opinion says, no, psula, that even if you turned it on its side, it's still non-kosher schach, weil chotchas hofchem al tzidim, because even though you turned it on its side, the bald aber as yesh shem psula leim, since in essence, this board is not a qualified board for schach because it has four tfachim. Because it's four tfachim wide. The board becomes as if it was a metal pole, and a metal pole, of course, is possible in any case. So, metal poles are completely disqualified as schach. So, this board, since it has four tfachim, it's disqualified as schach, and therefore, even if you turn it on the side, it's like putting a metal pole there, which of course is possible. So, there are two ways to looking at this schach, whether in a certain circumstance it could be kosher, or no, once it's not kosher, it's not kosher at all. The similarity to our case is that by us also, you can look at the Thursday thing in two ways. Either that Thursday just stands in for Shabbos, but the Chiyuv still remains with Shabbos, or that once you've established Thursday as the day to fast, that becomes the day to fast, just like once the Schach has been declared to be possible, it's possible, however you turn it. And if we go with this second explanation, this second approach, that Thursday has now become the day, so therefore if the Bechor didn't fast for whatever reason on Thursday, he doesn't have to make it up on Friday, because the time when he was supposed to fast is over and done, it's gone, and therefore there's no reason for him to fast the next day. Whereas according to the first approach, it would be that since the day to fast remains on Shabbos, so if he missed Thursday, which would have been the day that would be preferred for fasting, the obligation still remains, and he should fast on Friday. L'chayre kemen uplernen funadim mefurut by Tainus Esther. It would seem that we could answer this question from what we know clearly about Tainus Esther, where it's stated what to be done, what should be done on Tainus Esther. What's the case? When Purim is chal b'yom aleph, if Purim comes out on Sunday, was dan ver the Tainus nitche from Yud Gimel other to yom heishel afanav. Normally, Tainus Esther is the day before Purim, which is. So Tainus Esther is on the 13th of Adar, but since this is Shabbos, so it gets pushed back to Thursday. When Oib Chal Boi B'Yom Hei Bris Milam, what happens if a Bris occurs on that Thursday, which is supposed to be a fast, but since a Bris Mila is a Sudas Mitzvah, Paskin the Ramah says that Muta Lechel Al Amila, it's permitted for them, for the get, for the people involved to eat at the Bris Mila. And the next day on Friday, since they missed the fast of Thursday of Tainus Esther, they should fast on Friday. Was von dem ist klar, from this it comes out clearly, as the mitzvah Tainus Esther is gevor nitche und nikve b'yom hei, that from the fact that Tainus Esther was pushed back to Thursday, heistas nish ad der tog is gevor in das manachiyuv. It doesn't mean that Thursday became the day of the fast. Nor says Blaise Tashlum in Liam Shabbos, rather that it stands in instead of Shabbos. Und der Riber Kemenes Mashum Zayim B'Yom Vav, and therefore, since they didn't fast on Thursday, and the day for fasting still remains Shabbos, so therefore they should fast on Friday. So it comes out, in other words, like the first approach that we talked about. Und der Fiese dafür ist kommen, also so ist das euch, bin ich bin ja nicht, bin ich jetzt teines Becheiris, and so it would come out that the same should be also in regards to the fast of the Becheiris on Erev Pesach, that one should fast on Friday if they missed it on Thursday. Aber yesh raya, but on the other hand, there is, we can show proof, as the chiyuv at teines von teines Becheiris is ibegetrogen, geworden auf yom hei. We can show that in this case of the Tainus Becheiris, it is completely removed from Shabbos and completely placed onto Thursday. From where do we see this? Nispashet haminig, it's become common, a common minhag, as anstot zu fasten Erev Pesach, that rather than fast on Erev Pesach, Tainus de Becheiris, mishtatev dem togen asiyim esechte, that day the Becheirim are participate in a siyum of a mesechta, which is a sudas mitzvah. And b'meila ver the tainus nifka, therefore the fast day becomes, is taken away. They've eaten already because it's a sudas mitzvah, so therefore they don't have to fast anymore. And the oib erev Pesach is chal b'Shabbos, and if erev Pesach comes out on Shabbos, is minig Yisrael's b'machtem siyum b'yom hei, the minig is that we make the siyum on Thursday. Is bishlema oib de yom hei is gevorin des manatainis. So this would be understandable if we consider that Thursday has become the day of the fast day. Is moving on the shtatvus in mesiyim b'yom hei is mevatel dem chiyav atainis in dem tog. Then it's understood that since you participated in the siyim on Thursday, and therefore you didn't have to fast on Thursday and you ate, so therefore it completely takes away any obligation that you have to fast. And therefore on Thursday you're not fasting because you ate already. The next day there's no longer an obligation. On Friday there's no longer an obligation for you to fast because that was on Thursday, and therefore you don't have to fast anymore. But if we were to consider that Thursday is only making up, standing in for Shabbos, and that Shabbos is the true day of the fast, von Erev Pesach Shabbos, wie kann das Siyum b'yom hei mevatel sein achiyuv tainis, was is in an andere tog? How is it going to work that you ate on Thursday because of the Siyum, which is perfectly fine, but then how did it remove your obligation to fast if the fast is first coming up on Shabbos? So how did you remove your obligation? Your obligation still remains von Erev Shabbos u'memeli yisana b'yom vav, and therefore that would leave you with the obligation to fast on Friday. Other machen noch a siyum b'yom vav, or at the very least, to make another siyum on Friday, so you shouldn't have to fast on Friday either. So it would seem from this that, notwithstanding the fact that the Ramos says that in the case of Tainus Esther one should fast on Friday, but we don't see that this is being done on Erev Pesach, which is a very, it's not only common, this is what everybody does when Erev Pesach comes on a Shabbos, that on Thursday you make a Siyum and then you don't have to fast on Friday. So it would seem that by Erev Pesach we insist that Thursday has become the day of the fast, and therefore if you didn't fast on that day because of the Siyum, you're no longer obligated to fast on Friday to make up this, the fast, which is going to occur tomorrow on Shabbos. We don't say that because Thursday has become the day. Still, on the other hand, one could say that this is not completely conclusive. Why? In fact, some achrenim say this. As der oftu von dem siyum be'erev Pesach is nish nor in dem vosses gita heter achila. They say that what's unique about making a siyum on erev Pesach so you don't have to fast is not only that it removes your, it gives you the ability to eat, and therefore you can go ahead and eat and you don't have to fast. Nor oich, they say that it goes further. As the siyum is b'mokem atainis, they say that the siyum stands in and replaces the fast. Not that the fast exists as a fast. You have a reason that you should eat on this day because you're participating in a sudas mitzvah of a siyum, and therefore you're no longer fasting, so this fast gets pushed away for you. They say no. What it means is that when you make a siyum and you eat at the siyum stands in instead of the fast. So it's been replaced by a siyum. They both have the same value. You can either fast or you can make a siyum. They both have the same value. The tam from Tainis Becheiris is to machen azeichel enesh shenutzel memakas Becheiris. And the reasoning behind it is because, what's the reason that the Becheirim fast on Erev Pesach? It's to commemorate the fact that the Becheirim were saved from Makas Becheiris. When Asiyah Mesechta Vesudas Mitzvah is Das Gufa Azeichel Enes. And the fact that we are obligated to make a Siyim and a Sudas Mitzvah, so that's the way we commemorate the Nes. You can either commemorate the Nes by fasting, or you can commemorate it by doing a Siyim and eating a Sudas Mitzvah. So we've chosen to commemorate it this way. But the Nes has been commemorated, so therefore we've replaced the fast, the purpose of the fast, with a Siyim. Al Pize, and if we look at it this way, is maspig the siyum for yom hey afilo imazol onem and adachiyav atayin is dan is blaze tashlumen led of Pesach. So then it would work very well, even if we were considered that Thursday is only standing in for Erev Pesach for Shabbos. So therefore you would think, well, then if you ate on Thursday you should fast on Friday. No, not at all, because when you heard a siyum on Thursday, you fulfilled the obligation of the fast by making a siyum, which is the other alternative to the fast. Well, mitten siyum at meyetze given mechiv to machna zechel enes, because when you made your siyum, you fulfilled the obligation to make a commemoration of the nes, and you did it by making a siyum rather than fasting. So you've dispensed with your obligation of marking the day Erev Pesach. And therefore, when Friday comes along, there's no reason to fast. You've already marked it on Thursday through a siyum. But das ist nicht ois gehalten. But this doesn't seem to be correct to go with this direction. Because to the contrary, according to this approach, as the siyum gufa tut oiv dem zeichel enes, that it, the siyum stands in and commemorates the nes in that way, volt gedaft oiskumen would have to come out as it would seem that we should set the siyum for Shabbos. Why not make a siyum on Shabbos in order to commemorate the ness of the Becheirim on Shabbos, which is the proper day to commemorate it, because there's no problem making a siyum on Shabbos. For we bald we can them zechel and es machen in them tog in welchen es lacht chilen nikve geworden, since we're now able to commemorate the Nes in the day which it was originally established that's the day that you should commemorate the Nes, which is on Yud Gimel Nisan Erev Pesach. Vals is besmiches zum Zman when the Nes had pasir, because this was close to the day in which the actual miracle occurred, which was that night. It was the night of Pesach, the night of the first Seder that Makas Becheiris happened. So therefore, that's the day that the fast was, or the commemoration was established. Favor soll man jetzt sein mit dem, was man hat dem Seche gemacht, mit zwei Tagen oder Tag früher? Why then should we be able to dispense with that obligation by making the Siyum 2 days earlier? And therefore there's no need to make a Siyum on Erev Pesach itself. At least we should make another Siyum on that day, but a Siyum should be made on that day. Now, das was medarf ibehev machen asiyim b'yom hei. The fact that they said that you should make a siyim on Thursday, unish yitzayim et machen asiyim b'yom Shabbos erev Pesach, and not to just simply dispense with the whole thing by doing it on Shabbos, which is erev Pesach, kem mefarem for him, that can be answered as follows: v'bal b'yom hei is faran achiyev tainus. Since on Thursday you are meant to fast, that's when you're supposed to fast because it was pushed back from Shabbos to Thursday. How are you going to remove your obligation to fast on Thursday now that it's been set for that day? Because you're going to make a siyum 2 days later on Shabbos. So they didn't accept that, because Thursday is the day that it's real. That's a fast. Of course, you have the option to replace the fast with making a siyum, but you don't have the option by replacing the fast of Thursday with making a siyum on Shabbos. So therefore, one must make the siyum on Thursday. As hodabi yegedav zayin the minig, but there should have been a minig established. Agaponim lihi the mitzvah, at least, and to enhance the mitzvah, to machen noch a siyum, to make another siyum, azeichel nes, in a way that it's commemorating the nes, on the very day, inim tog from Erev Pesach, hatzmei Shabbos, to be able to commemorate the nes, also on the day that it happened. So therefore, it would seem that if the Siyum is replacing the fast day, because it's a commemoration of the miracle, so then why didn't they establish that you should do it on Erev Shabbos, at least in addition to Thursday? On Thursday, you should make a Siyum in order to replace the fast. On Shabbos, you should make a Siyum in order to commemorate the miracle on the day of the miracle. That's only if we consider that the Siyum is there to commemorate the miracle, to replace the fast. Und von dem, was mir gefinnen ist, da sah, als es soll sein, am Minig zu machen, das Siyum euch bei Yom HaShabbos Kopanim. And since we don't find that there should be any such Minig anywhere, that people should make a Siyum also on Shabbos, is Muchach Kanal, so therefore it's clear, as we said before, as in dem Tog und euch bei Yom Vav, bleibt nicht mehr kein Chiyuv Atainis, that on Shabbos and therefore also not on Friday, there is no longer any obligation for a fast, machen azeichel nes, so therefore to make a commemoration of the miracle, weil is nifke geworden und is ibe getrogen liem hei, because it's been completely removed, moved to Thursday. Whatever happens on Thursday happens on Thursday. If you fasted, fine. If you heard a siyum, fine. If you didn't, also fine, because you don't have to do it on Friday or Shabbos at all. So in other words, we would have to look at it again as Thursday being the day of the fast rather than a stand-in for Shabbos once it's been moved to Thursday. Now, since kein Reihen ist, was bei Tainas says to gefind min yeh, am ken mashlum seinem Tainas be involved, there's no proof either way for this in regards to the discussion of Erev Pesach from the fact that by Tainus Esther we do find that you have to make up the fast, the missed fast of Thursday. If you missed the fast on Thursday, as the Ramah said, because it was a bris, he says you should fast on Friday. Why doesn't this somehow shed light on our situation as well? Maybe that it should be the same with Erev Pesach. So there's no proof. Because there are many, when the Rabbanan established certain things, they did it differently. They didn't always do it the same in every situation. There's differences from one kind of minhag to another. Upshitas is nishken hechrech as in ein takana the Rabbanan is punkt wie in punkt in ir oifen uprotem zu a zweiter. And there's no reason to say that just because the Chachamim made a certain type of minhag in one place, that it has to be the same in a similar situation. No, they made two different types of Minhagim, and Tainus Esther is one approach, and Erev Pesach is another approach, and therefore there's no proof from one to the other. Ubefrat b'inyonenu, especially in this case, is da tam lechalik zwischen Tainus Esther and Tainus Becheres, because there's also a reason. There's a reason to see the difference between Erev Pesach and Tainus Esther. What is the difference? Tainus Esther is nikgevorim bizmanei b'yud gimel adar. Tainus Esther, in its original time, when it was established, was on the 13th of Adar. Valendem tog nikol olam et al nafshem, because on this day, the Yidden gather to defend themselves, defend their lives. And so that's why they fasted on that day. Unatchia vens kumt ois Shabbos liem hei. And the fact that we push it away from that day, if that day comes on Shabbos, so we make it back on Thursday, is a chiddush v'yisafa if ikarat takana tashlumin, is different than it was established originally, which was on Yud Gimel. So by moving it away, this is something novel and different. In other words, that we are merely, it's a merely a tashlumin, it just stands in for that day. Mashen kin tainus b'chayres, but when we talk about the b'chayres, is ikarat takana tainus techuya. The whole takana of Tainus Becheres is really moved away from its original Varim Zmani is Tezvav Nisan, because the real time for the fast day should be on the 15th of Nisan. The night of Makas Becheres was already the 15th. Nor Miza Im Deiche, but of course we're not going to fast on Yom Tov itself, on Pesach itself, so we move it back, Magdimim B'Yudalid, we do it on the day before, on Erev Pesach. Mishum the EF should be on to, because you can't fast on Yom Tov. Is the Zelber Iker Atakana Badem Tchia Mitzad EF Shabbos Shabbos Shem Tchia Echadu Shem Tchia Echadu. So therefore, since the whole Tainus Becheres is already moved away from the original date, which is on Tezvav Nisan, and it's moved back to Yudalit. So once now that you have to move it back to Thursday, away from Yudalit to Thursday, it's already, the whole thing is a moved fast. So what's the difference if you move it one, back one day or back 3 days? It's that's the Yudalit is not the original date to begin with. So therefore, when it's moved back, Thursday becomes the actual day when the fast should take place, and not that it's standing in instead of Shabbos, because Shabbos itself is standing in instead of Sunday, instead of the first day of Pesach. So you don't have to have two different, it's be moved back and then move back again. You could move it to begin with back 3 days, and that becomes the day. But by Tainus Esther, when it's on Yud Gimel, that's the proper day for the fast. When you move it back, you're moving it away from its proper day to a previous time. So that could be simply seen as a tashlumin. It stands in instead of Yud Gimel. And that would be the difference. And that's why the Rambam says that in the case of Tainus Esther, if you didn't fast on Thursday, you should make it up on Friday, because it's only a tashlumin, and the real day of the fast should be on Shabbos, and you haven't fulfilled your obligation yet. But by Erev Pesach, since Shabbos is not the original day anyway, it should have been Sunday, the first day Pesach. So when you moved back to Thursday, so that became the day instead of Shabbos. Dalit. To explain this, the parameters of how the tainus is moved, is in an it has ramifications in halacha as well, in how you see how the how it's been moved away. How do we consider the move to another day? By a cotton shehigdol be'erev Pesach shechal b'Shabbos. What happens if there is a child, a boy that's before bar mitzvah, a b'chor before bar mitzvah, and he becomes bar mitzvah on Erev Pesach, and that year Erev Pesach comes out on Shabbos. The minig is doch as the of fast b'makim b'noi b'chor yakotin. The minig is that until the child becomes a bar mitzvah, the father fasts instead of his son the b'chor. When oy b'noi b'chor is givorn agadol b'Erev Pesach shachal b'Shabbos. So normally on a normal year, on Erev Pesach, the child is already a godel on Erev Pesach, so therefore he fasts on that day instead of his father, or he hears a siyum instead of his father. But if that year comes out on Shabbos, Tzidav the Fata Fastin B'yom Hei Adonish. So now, when Thursday comes along, his son that is going to be bar mitzvah in 2 days is a bechayr. So therefore, this somebody has to fast on Thursday. It's not going to be the son because he's not bar mitzvah yet. So it should be the father fasting on Thursday, even though the son, when Erev Pesach comes along, which is, in other words, perhaps we should see it as the day when the chiyuv actually occurs, is going to be on Shabbos when the child is already an adult. So therefore, he takes on the responsibility himself. So should the father have to fast on Thursday? So it depends, of course, on these two. How do you look at it? As Yom Hei is given in the Zman HaChiyuv, if you say that the fast of Erev Pesach has been pushed back to Thursday, and that's the day when the obligation occurs, Yom Hei Yud Beis Nissen is the Ben Nochakotten, and on Thursday the child, it's the boy is still a minor, he's still not yet bar mitzvah, Daf Zayin for the fasten. This is the day that has been made into the fast day, so the father has to fast on that day. Oy baba de chiyuv bleibt auf yom yudalad nisim b'shabbos. But if we consider that the real day for the fast day remains on Shabbos, which is erev Pesach, und das was me fast b'yom hey is nor beged the tashlum in l'shabbos, and the fact that everybody fasts on Thursday is only to make up it's a stand-in for Shabbos, and the real obligation remains on Shabbos. Daf iskam, it would have to be come out as the av tud garnish tov mitzvah fasting b'yom hei b'shul benoit, that the father accomplishes nothing by fasting on Thursday instead of his son, because the son's chiyuv obligation to fast is going to kick in on Shabbos, and on Shabbos, which is still the right day for the fast, the fact that the father fasted on Thursday doesn't help the son whose obligation occurred today. So therefore, what's the point of the father fasting on Thursday? While in dem zman hachiyuv Shabbos yidal nisan is the ben agodl, because eventually when Shabbos comes along and the son becomes bar mitzvah, vemen der av ken nishmei tzayim midatainis, and now when the son is already bar mitzvah, the father's fast could not have exempted him, because the father can't fast to exempt his son who's a godl. And therefore, it would make no sense that the father should fast in order to fulfill his son's obligation when he's not going to do that, because when the day of the chiyuv comes, the son has his own obligation. And the fact that the father fasts doesn't exempt him at all. So what's the point of the father fasting? So it comes out from this, so it comes out that there is something to be gained by considering that the fast has been completely removed and moved to Thursday. What's the gain? Because it would come out that if we consider Thursday to be merely a stand-in for Shabbos, so then this bar mitzvah boy, that his bar mitzvah occurs on Erev Pesach Shechal Yisbe Shabbos, is completely left out of the whole Bechor fasting on Erev Pesach for this year. Why? His father can't fulfill his obligation by fasting on Thursday, because that's not going to exempt him from Shabbos, which is when the actual day of the fast occurs. Because we're saying that Thursday is only a stand-in for Shabbos, so the obligation still remains for Shabbos. And if the boy himself fasts on Thursday, when he's still a child, is the chashak levetarya. So there is, that brings up the question, the well-known question. When he fasts on Thursday, he's not doing it out of the obligation as an adult. He's doing it as a mitzvah of chinuch. He's as a part of education. So what happens if a child does something when he's before bar mitzvah, when he's only obligated to do it as education, and then when the actual chiyuv kicks in, when he becomes bar mitzvah, can he fulfill his obligation that he did it when he was 2 days earlier, when he was only doing it as education? Can that remove his chiyuv for when the chiyuv arrives, when he becomes an adult? Benidin, which in our case is the chiyuv from Yom HaShabbos Erev Pesach, then Higdil. Will he have dispensed with his obligation to commemorate the Tainus Bechiris on Shabbos because he did it on Thursday when he was still a cotton? But if we say that the whole thing has been moved to Thursday, so then when the father fasts on Thursday, he has included his son, who was at that time still a minor, into the Tainus Bechiris because he did it instead of him. So he's been fulfilled by his father's fast or listening to a siyum. So that would be a certain gain, that if we see it that way, then we've included this bar mitzvah boy into the fast of the Bechiris, where if we look at it the other way, that Shabbos still remains the obligation, so then this son, this boy, is going to be left out of the whole thing. Hey, aber yeshleima, but on the other hand, we can say a little differently, as afilin timtzeleima as the tchias atainas his tashlumins erev Pesach, that even if we consider that moving it to Thursday was only to, is not that Thursday has become the day, but it's just standing in for Shabbos. That nishfeln from the inyan atainas by mecher kodesh sheigdal b'yom yudalud menisim shchal v'shabbos. We could still see it that this son will not be left out. This boy will not be left out of the whole experience of the fast of the bechir for that year. And what is why? How so? So first we have to explain another point. Kanal ven Purim is chal b'yom aleph ver tainasesta nitchel yom hay. As we mentioned before, that if Purim comes out on Sunday, so then tainasesta gets pushed back to Thursday. Und dort ist doch bloß I get the tashlum in kanal sibes. And by tainasesta we know for sure that it's only a tashlum, that it's really supposed to be on Shabbos. And therefore, if he doesn't end up fasting on Thursday for whatever reason, he has to make it up on Friday. That tells us that it's only stand-in for Shabbos, and that it doesn't completely replace the fast, not get moved to Thursday. Is a shailah, so over there's a question. What happens? Katan shehigdul yud gimel oder, a child that becomes bar mitzvah on Tainus Esther. In akfiyas when Purim chal b'yom aleph, in a year that Purim comes out on Sunday. So in other words, his bar mitzvah is on Shabbos when the fast was supposed to occur. How is this boy going to be able to dispense with his obligation to fast on Tainus Esther? Because as we said before, it's a question whether because he fasted on Thursday when he was still a minor, and that, therefore he fasted only as an exercise of education. We know that there's a question whether he can dispense with fasting when he was a cotton, a minor. Can he dispense with his obligation that's going to take place when he becomes a gadol, which is on Shabbos? So fasting on Thursday is not going to help him. Is it going to help him for fulfilling his obligation for the fast day which occurs on Shabbos, which, as we said by Tainus Esther, remains on Shabbos? It's only tashlumin, it's only a stand-in that Thursday was the day that everybody fasts. When the Zalba Shaila is by Alei Inyonim Mevelcha Mezok Magdim Levilei Ma'achrim, and the same question would of course apply to every situation in which we say that in certain things we say that you should do it earlier rather than do it later. And if we say that the fact that we push it back to an earlier day, and it's considered to be a stand-in for the day in which it really should take place, in Falvin Akasa, the question will become again: in Falvin Akotn is Givorin Bar Mitzvah B'Yem Achiyuv, in the case where a Kotn becomes a Bar Mitzvah on the day when the actual obligation takes place, Dikenayet Zayin Chiyuvim. How can he fulfill the fact that he did it when he was a minor on a day earlier, 2 days earlier? How can he fulfill his obligation which occurs when he becomes bar mitzvah on that day, and he's trying to dispense with it as a child of chinuch? So therefore that will always be the same question in that case. Ludugma, as an example, in akfiyas v'hain teginyor, in a situation like that year, when Purim fun Ari Makafis Chaima Tezvab Others Chalba Shabbos, when Purim is on Friday, when the regular Purim comes out on Friday, and so therefore in places like Yerushalayim, which are surrounded by a wall, they have their Purim usually on Tezvav, which is on Shabbos. Izmin Dart Makdim Kriyas Megillah Liyadalad Others, so they push back the Megillah reading to Friday. That's when they read the Megillah. Is Oib Dosis Tashlumin, so if you're going to consider the fact that they read Megillah on Friday as a stand-in for when the real Chiyuv of Megillah, which is on Shabbos, Sum Chiyuv Fun Tezvav Oder B'Shabbos, is Vos Daftan HaKotn Shehigdu B'Yem Tezvav Oder. What is a child that becomes Bar Mitzvah on Tezvav Oder, on Shushan Purim, which occurs that day on Shabbos, and he can't read the Megillah on Shabbos, he's reading it on Friday, then he doesn't have a real chiyuv, he's only doing it as an exercise in education. So, and then when Shabbos comes along, he hasn't heard the Megillah as an adult, he only heard it as a child. So in order to remedy this issue, v'yeshleima b'zeh, we can say that this is what happens. Al derech v'muzogim b'chlal, and it would be similar to how we, what we have to say in any way, azakotn, v'al derech zeh v'yeseidim b'zeh einav az greitzach m'gaya zayin. In general, we say, we have to say that this is the approach. By a child that is becoming bar mitzvah, and even more so by somebody who is preparing to convert to Yiddishkeit, is mechuyev to learn in the halachas hamitzvahs. The child, or the non-Jew, is obligated to learn all the halachas of those mitzvahs, tefillin, krishma, how to put on tefillin, how to read Shema, Kiyetzubay Velech HaEvet, Muzim Mekayim Zayin, Teke V'Evet HaGodl. This is the day that he becomes Bar Mitzvah, he has to read Shema. So he needs to know how to read Shema, he needs to know what the halachas are. He needs to be well versed in how to do it properly. He has to practice how to put on tefillin. He has to learn what the halachas of tefillin are before Bar Mitzvah, so that he will be able to do it right away. As soon as he becomes Bar Mitzvah, he'll know what to do. So therefore, he is obligated to learn these things noch eider evet agodl, even before he becomes an adult. He has to do it before he becomes an adult. Varam oib evet as uplegen bis evet veren aben yud gimul shanu yim echad, because if he delays learning until he becomes an adult, vete doch nish wissen wie zu mekaim seine mitzvahs, he won't know what to do, how to put on tefillin, he won't know how to read Shema. Thus haste, in other words, as is do if em achiyuv, that there is an obligation on him, even when he is a child, that he has to prepare. He is obligated, even as a child, even before he becomes a mitzvah, to make the proper preparations so that he will be able to fulfill those things which become obligatory on the day of his bar mitzvah. And this would be considered sort of like when every yid that has to do a mitzvah, you have to make a sukkah, you have to eat in a sukkah on the tezvah, but you can't wait until the night when the chiyuv of the sukkah occurs to make your sukkah. That's too late, you can't make the sukkah then anymore. So therefore you have an obligation to prepare for the mitzvah by building your sukkah. So there is a mitzvah to prepare for the mitzvah. That in itself is a mitzvah, to make the necessary preparations so that when the day of sukkahs comes along, you have a sukkah, or you have a lulav and esrog. So that's machshirah, that means to prepare the mitzvah, the necessary preparations for the mitzvah. In the same way, the child, once the day of his bar mitzvah comes, it's too late to start preparing. So he has to prepare, he has to do those preparations when he's still a child. And there is an obligation on him to make those preparations. That's different from chinuch. Chinuch is an obligation on his father to educate him. This is an obligation on himself to be ready for when the day of his bar mitzvah comes. That's his personal obligation. In a similar way, we could say that it applies to this situation as well. He has an obligation to read the Megillah on the 14th, which means on Friday. His bar mitzvah is going to be on Shushan Purim, and he lives in Yerushalayim. Therefore, his chiyuv really is on Shushan Purim. but he has an obligation to read it on Erev, on what would be to him Erev Purim, for the rest of the world is actual Purim on Friday. And one cannot say, because it hasn't been seen that one should say such a strange thing, as Katan Anal is the Yaron Lefnei Zeh Mechuyev B'Megillah B'Teiras Chinuch und the Yaron La'achez Zeh Mechuyev und the Yaron B'Tayim is a Potter. You can't say, it would be a very strange thing that one should say that until that, all the years till he became 12, almost 13, he had to listen to the Megillah because it's a mitzvah of chinuch. Therefore, he has to listen to the Megillah as a part of chinuch. The next year, he's going to have to listen to the Megillah because he's an adult and there's a mitzvah to listen to the Megillah. But this year, he's completely exempt from listening to the Megillah. Why? Because on the day of his bar mitzvah, there is no Megillah. It's too late. It's Shabbos. The day before, he can't fulfill his obligation to as an adult by doing it when he's a katan. So therefore, he's completely exempt. That would be very strange. All the years leading up to it, he has to hear it as chinuch. The years after that, he has to listen to it as an adult. The year when he becomes a mitzvah, he's completely exempt. He's out of the whole picture of Megillah. That's a very strange thing. So therefore, we would have to say that he has an obligation preparing for his adulthood, which is coming tomorrow, to listen to the Megillah on Friday, just like he's preparing to put on tefillin. Now the Rebbe explores another option. Perhaps we should say it would be difficult to say that on this year that he becomes a mitzvah on Wednesday, on Erev Shabbos, on the regular Purim, when he's listening to the Megillah together with everybody else, he is only obligated to do it as chinuch. What kind of a chinuch would that be? In the future years, he is the kind of guy that has to listen to it on the 15th of Adar. So it's not an education for him to listen to it on the 14th of Adar. That's the wrong education. He's listening on the wrong day. And you'll say, so what are you going to say? No, he has to listen today as chinuch, only as chinuch on this Yud Dalid, which is Friday, because 17 years from now, or 7 years from now, it's going to come up again that he's going to have to listen on Friday, because that year, once again, it's going to come out on his Purim will be on Shabbos. So that's the chinuch that he's learning. He's learning how to do it 7 years from now. That's a very difficult thing to say. So therefore, it's more logical. Mistaba leima. Therefore, it's more logical to say, as dos is achiyev kedei tziyaisus einem chiyev as ved eifim chalzein alt godel b'yem tezvav. That today on Friday, he has the obligation to listen to the Megillah in order to take care of the chiyev which will occur when he becomes bar mitzvah, and just like he has an obligation to prepare to put on tefillin. So that on the day of his bar mitzvah, he's taken care of. Das heißt, as ein lein in the Megillah als Kotten is nicht nor als Chinuch. In other words, reading the Megillah that year as a child is not just Chinuch. Now the Takanos Chacham is Chachila Chal Eifen Kotten als Hechsher zu sein Chiyuv als Hagadol. But this year he has the obligation to listen to the Megillah on Friday as making him fit, so to speak, for receiving his obligations on that Shabbos. It's not chinuch. It is what he said before, hechsher mitzvah, his personal obligation to be ready for the day that it becomes bar mitzvah. And a similar thing can be said in our situation. Even if we should go with the approach that the fast day of on Thursday, the Bchoyres fast day on Thursday is only standing in for Shabbos. Yeshmakam leimer, you could still say as a katan shehigdul b'yom yudalud nisan, that even a child that becomes a bar mitzvah on erev Pesach, which is that year Shabbos, so zayim achuyev to fast b'yom hay, has a personal obligation to fast on Thursday, because he needs to prepare to meet the obligation which occurs on Shabbos for him as a godel, and he does this not as chinuch, which is difficult for a child of chinuch to dispense his obligation for when he becomes an adult, but rather this is his preparation for meeting his obligations of his bar mitzvah day. Als herrscher zu sein chiyuv, was wird auf ihm chal sein als godel, as a preparation for his obligations which occur to him when he becomes an adult, b'yayim yudalid, on Erev Pesach, on Shabbos.